It was the military-industrial complex that put up the money for the assassination, but as far as we can tell, the conspiracy was limited to the aerospace wing. I've got the names of three companies and their employees who were involved in setting up the president's murder. When Garrison attempted to subpoena the testimony of their employees, NASA refused to provide them, citing reasons of national security. Amazingly enough, accused assassin Oswald told New Orleans garage owner Adrian Alba that he expected to soon work at a New Orleans plant of NASA. Why Oswald, who had tried to defect to Russia and voiced hostility toward the USA and its policies, thought he could go to work for the nation's leading aerospace agency, was never explained. According to the Torbit document, this complex matrix of government agencies, NASA employees, and Nazis was managed by Louis Mortimer Blumfeld of Montreal, Canada. According to Canadian newspaper accounts, Blumfeld was an ardent Zionist, an attorney, businessman, and philanthropist who had worked for the OSS during World War II and for the fledgling CIA. Torbit stated Blumfeld was a longtime friend and confidant of J. Edgar Hoover and had been Hoover's contract supervisor of Division 5 since his days in the OSS before World War II. Torbit said Blumfeld was the coordinator of all activities, responsible only to Hoover and Johnson in carrying out the plans for John Kennedy's assassination. In 1967, New Orleans DA Jim Garrison charged Clay Shaw, a former OSS officer and founder of the city's International Trade Mart, with conspiracy to assassinate the president. According to several separate sources, including Garrison's files and an investigation by the U.S. Labor Party, the International Trade Mart in New Orleans was a subsidiary of a shadowy entity known as the Centro Mundial Comercial, CMC, or World Trade Center, which was founded by Blumfeld in Montreal in the late 1950s, then moved to Rome in 1961. The Trade Mart was connected with CMC through yet another shadowy firm named Permindex, Permanent Industrial Expositions, also in the business of international expositions. According to Torbit, Blumfeld held half the shares of Permindex and was in total command of its operation in Europe and Africa, as well as the North and South American continents. In the 1962 edition of Who's Who in the South and Southwest, Shaw gave biographical information stating that he was on the board of directors of Permindex.